All right, it made it. Oh, shit. It didn't. Well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Best of Five. My name is Elon. I'm joined here with the main squeeze, the man, the myth, the legend, the ace, the king, the offsuit, the Jerick.
How's it going, my man?
Just big chilling. You know who else is big chilling? Infinite Spark. He's been big chilling for 4 months here. Thank you, Big Spark. Infinite Spark. Fuck.
Well, if it's infinite, of course it's big. Because you can't run out of spark if it's infinite. Therefore, it's a big spark.
Very true. Yeah, and it's election day. So, but here's the sitch. Today, we are going to be the oasis of the dumpster fire that is election day happening across the United States. So we're just going to have our fun time show here. This is therapeutic. This is more therapeutic for me than I think it is for anyone else. So we're just going to be big chilling. We're going to talk about FGC. We're going to hang out, relax, just kind of smooth it out.
Hold on. Let me get back. Chill.
Chill.
I'm still not centered.
Fine. That's fine. It's fine. But anyway, tonight on the show, as I said in the intro, we're going to talk about all these teases that people have been putting out. I really do have to work on my wording. You're right, Steve.
So much teasing, no releasing. That's what you said.
Yeah, and I mean, is that not right?
Those are your words.
Yeah, and is that not right? They're teasing stuff, but they're not releasing stuff.
I mean, can we still say phrasing? Has that gone passé?
I don't think, have we ever said it?
I've thought it several times, but I don't know if I've said it out loud.
Well, you can
so
now.
Therefore, phrasing!
Boom. we're going to talk about, Arxis apologizes again. King of Fighters has controversial commercials. Melina. Apparently, she a million souls cried out for her return. Sam Show characters are coming. There's been some Tekken teases. There's been some Soul Calibur teases. Guilty Gear XX plus R. I've reloaded.
You could just say plus R.
Plus R. Yeah, plus R. Has had their rollback beta, and that's gotten extended. And I got to play some of it, and it's been real fun. And, and a couple of other things. But before we start, as always, Steve, we have some recapping to do, huh?
We got a little bit of recapping to do. Let's kick it off with the Street Fighter League, shall we?
I finally got to watch this.
What were your thoughts?
I enjoyed watching it. I like the way they have it set up. It looks a little... It looks super esports, right? Because they have, like... and I know it's probably more for, like, the social distancing aspect of it, even though, like... Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. It's super weird. But during the actual games, they have the person in the front who's playing, and then they have a teammate behind them, and then a teammate farther back. Right? So it looks like some sort of like analyst like desk where the two teammates are behind them and the one person's up front, and you can hear them at all times. And it's very funny hearing them like kind of like trash talk each other. I think they're doing a great job with it. Rob TV, I did not think he was going to be good on the mic, but man, that dude has made me eat my words for the most part. He's doing a great job interviewing people. You know, he's getting the info from the players out to the people. And Ringe and Vicious are the commentators, I believe. So it's been fun to watch.
Rob's one of those.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. It's Tasty Steve. Tasty Steve commentates Street Fighter League. I can't recall who the other commentator was. Maybe it's Vicious. I feel bad about it because I watched it and I was like, wow, this commentary is great. And I don't remember who it was.
Well, it couldn't have been that great.
Look, man, my brain is just fried. You know what I'm saying? It is Vicious and Tasty Steve. Thank you, King of Games.
It's Tuesday. It is Tuesday. That's going to be Tuesday. The excuse for everything today. Mm-hmm. This is the most blow-up of blow-up Tuesdays.
Yep. And it was only
hopefully
Tuesday.
Not literally. But Street Fighter League happened. Week 4 of action on the U.S. side of things. All In pulled off a big 3-2 win over Psycho Shinobi to remain atop the standings and hold on to their undefeated record. The other match was Mena RD putting his squad on his back, pulling off the 3-2 win over Team Nasser. So Nasser down to 1-2. Dynamite slots into second place at 2-1. You've got the two winning teams squaring off on next week's episode, along with UIU versus Alpha 3, as UIU hopes to get off the schneid.
Man, look, I watched it this week, and I'm glad I did, because Mena's team was getting OCV'd. Mena steps up, OCV's the entire other team with Sakura. Guy was playing Sakura. And he was, like, making her look really good. It was wild.
You got some very talented players here. And they pulled it off, perhaps the most surprising thing about that, pulled it off against Samurai,
mm-hmm.
who, like...
The king of the OCVs.
I called him the king of the format because he seems to thrive in these situations. But Mena, he is... Anyone who thought he was a fluke or fell off, you know, you gotta hold that right
yep,
now.
Yep, put some respect on his name.
Let's jump over to the other side of the Pacific for the Japanese Street Fighter League. Round 6 of 10 in that action. And all the teams in the top 3 held on to their top 3 spots. Aurora maintaining their spot atop the standings with a 3-1 win over Gaia, which is a very critical loss for them. Flame and Gold both picked up victories to remain 3 points behind the leaders. The top 2 at the end of 10 rounds will square off in a playoff against, at some point, the top 2 teams from the U.S. So,
ooh, that's going to be fun.
So big matches coming up. Aurora versus Gold, Nemo's squad versus Daigo's squad is going to be a very big key match to figure out who gets that top spot, those top 2 spots. Does your soul burn?
My soul, well, I don't really know anymore.
Well, if it still burns, you had a chance to get some quenching going on. The U.S. East edition of the Soul Calibur Online Challenge took place this past weekend, and it was a busy weekend for Party Wolf. He was the secret boss of the region. He faced Boom, who won the tournament after holding off Jimbonator in the grand final. And that went down to the wire, but Party Wolf ended up pulling it off with a 3-2 win. And then on Sunday for the exhibitions, Party Wolf won the main event 7-4 over Sane. Ender's J and Linkors also got victories on Sunday.
Dude, I really like this format with the boss fight and then the Sunday exhibitions.
It's a really cool way where, like, okay, how do we do this where it's not just a tournament? You know, having that secret boss, there's a little bit of fun in going through the player list once the tournament is finalized and figuring out, okay, this person's not in there, this person's not in there. Is it that? Like, I remember... like the Tekken one for U.S. Central, where people were figuring out, is it going to be Cuddlecore? Is it going to be someone else? Is it going to be Jimmy J. Tran? Because somehow California got moved to the U.S. Central, allegedly.
Sick.
I don't know how the geography works with that, but speaking of the West had their time in the spotlight in terms of the ARC Revo World Tour, or ARC Revo Online, excuse me, because this was the last weekend of action. This was originally supposed to be Northwest and Southwest. Those two regions got combined into a big old West region, so you had a big showdown on both sides. And you also had some good names on this
one. Are we doing
BB Tag first. Yo Fave Scrub got the win over Zero Shadow Blood for BB Tech in the grand finals. Kidian 99 and Blue Sub also rounding out the top four. But shout outs to Rock Boltnut X in making top eight. My favorite, tied for ninth, Neanderthal. I can say it, I swear.
That's fine.
And I better say it, because if we look at the Grand Blue standings, they made top four there. So good weekend for Nyan, but it's 2D McGee.
Nice.
2D gets the win over CA. CAA, I'm probably butchering that. Wentinel and Neanderthal rounding out the top four. So, congratulations to everyone who got to participate. $20,000 in prizing.
Man, that's good. Also, Blue in the chat revealing that Neanderthal play tank in BB Tag, so he's now my hero.
Oh, God, I got to go back and watch that now. I can't not enjoy tank.
That character's so fun to play. I remember playing Blitz Tank, and man, that character's so fun to play. Hot diggity.
So weird, but so good.
But that wasn't all, was it, Steve?
No, because we had more anime on the docket. The Dragon Ball FighterZ National Championships.
It's anime season.
It is anime season, my friends. Week three, the biggest matchup probably in all three regions was the top result in Japan, Fenrich and Kazunoko. That was a tasty one. Those two entered as two of the three undefeateds, along with Goichi in the Japanese competition. Fenrich pulling it off 5-4. You also had Tachikawa and Mato going down to the wire. Tachikawa getting the win there. Elsewhere, you had Gropius and Genescat both picking up big wins in Spain, along with Shanks. Gila and Wawa picking up French wins. Dekil Sage getting back to winning ways, 5-1 win over Double L. And Apology Man, 5-2 over Super Noon, highlighting the U.S. West results. So if we take a look at the standings, Fenrich and Goichi remain undefeated. Kazunoko dropping to 2-1, but both of those players still have to face off against Goichi, trying to lock up those top four spots. Gila and Wawa remain undefeated in France. You have a three-way tie atop the standings in Spain. Dekil Sage and Nitro Rose remain atop the standings in the U.S. East. And Cloud, the last undefeated man standing, he is the driver's seat to get that top seed in the U.S. West. But still, 4 weeks of action to go.
Who was it that... What's the person's name that replaced Chris G? Oh, it's...
CNT Cop. So okay. He's still got that set against Reynald to play at some point over the next 4 weeks.
Yep. Also, I do want to go back real quick to the results page, because isn't Lord Knight really good in this game? Or am I mistaken? Or is Lord Knight a Guilty Gear player that is playing Dragon Ball, getting 5-0'd by Hook King God? Is that a big deal? It feels like a big deal.
I mean, Hook, like, let's not talk about Hook like he's chopped liver.
I'm not saying Hook's chopped liver, but I'm saying 5-0 against Lord Knight? Lord Knight's a name.
I mean, sometimes that happens. You know,
my voice is going very high.
Sometimes you just have a great weekend. Sometimes you're just not on your game. You know, good weekend for Hook, not a great weekend for Lord Knight. It happens.
Speaking of good weekends, Steve, is this next weekend going to be a good weekend?
Oh, it's going to be a great weekend in terms of FGC content, because you got another week of action going on. Street Fighter League and on both sides of the Pacific continue Thursday and Friday with U.S. and Japanese action, respectively, as does the Dragon Ball FighterZ National Championships. This weekend, you got the return of CPT. They're going to China to punch one of the final tickets for Capcom Cup there. You've got Southwest Europe in the spotlight for the Tekken Online Challenge.
And that's special. And we're going to talk about that later. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then this weekend, also the kickoff of the second season of Marbula 1 action.
Hell yeah. My favorite, dude. Yo, I liked Jelly Marbles Run before it was cool, all right? I used to watch the Marble Olympics quite a bit. And they do good work over there. I think they're in I think they're in the Nordic area of
the
world.
They're in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Netherlands, yeah. So I unironically love the shit they do. It's just it's one of those things where like if you come you won't necessarily seek it out, but if you come across it once, you'll be like, oh shit, I gotta watch more. Let's go Midnight Race or Raspberry Racers, Midnight Wisp.
Oh, come on, man. I'm in a Rangers fan.
Oh.
I'm in a Rangers fan. Oh! Every time they come on, all you hear is just, oh!
Oh, my God. I am turning in my cool card, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, hold up, Steve. Look, we had a bet last week, a pizza bet. I forget what the pizza bet was for. I think it was for who was going to get the fan vote. Want to place a Marbula 1 pizza bet?
Sure. I will go Raspberry Racers. You go Raspberry Rangers, Racers? and whoever gets whoever finishes higher gets pizza.
Now hold on a second. I don't think I want to go with the Rangers because Rangers don't normally do good in Marbula 1. They do good in the Marble Olympics, but they're not built for the racetrack, Steve.
New season, new format. You gotta support your squad. I mean, I'm supporting my squad. You gonna support your squad?
Nah, I'm gonna bail. I'm gonna go with the Oceanics.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right, I'll take you up on that. Pizza bet is. And I'm sorry to all the people who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about when it comes to Marbula 1.
Yeah, well, it is. Look, if you don't know what we're talking about, do yourself a favor and on the bottom there, go to Jelly Marble Runs on YouTube.
On YouTube.
And enjoy the months of content that you now have because there's nothing better than some Jelly Marble Runs.
It's honestly. Especially like when the pandemic started and there was nothing else on. This except is like the perfect type. The perfect type of stuff to get you through.
Also, they did the Winter Olympics a while back and the Limers. The Limers did really well too. So that's another team to look out for in the Marbula 1 race. Anyway, anywhoozle.
Welcome to Best of Five. Welcome. We are a marble racing podcast.
We are now. Can we please add Marbula or Jelly Marble Runs as a official recap item for the foreseeable future?
I might have to.
Please
depending
do.
On the schedule.
Please do. Also, Formula One comes back next week. We don't have a weekend this weekend. So, big ups to everybody racing in Imola this past weekend. But anyway, here's the sitch. Let's get down to these topics, shall we? We got a couple of topics to go through. We're not going to put the timer, right? We're just big chilling. We're chill. We're chill today.
We're chill. Relax.
let's talk about some fun stuff. So, first... let's get to all these teases. There have been so many teases this week. It's been crazy. First, I had mentioned that the Tekken 7 event that was happening, which is the Tekken Online Challenge in Europe Southwest at twitch.tv/Tekken, Saturday and Sunday, is important, and it's a special one. Now, you might be asking, why? We don't even live in Europe Southwest. Where is even Europe Southwest? Well, let me tell you. It's in the southwest of Europe. But you asked and I answered. But there has been...
Wow.
My phone is just going off. I'm going to throw it into my couch.
Yeet!
It fell on the floor. All right.
That, good thing it has a case. That did not sound good.
It has a case. It's fine. But this would be normal with one exception. We had this tweet from Lord Michael Murray. It says, it's November already, in Japan at least. I know you guys can't wait for more info, but just a little bit more. Hey, isn't there a TWT online this coming weekend? Look at Esteban, friend of the show, right below here. I see what you're doing, and I like it. I like it too, Esteban. I like it too.
We all like it.
So, is this Michael Murray teasing some info? Or is he just trolling everybody? We're going to have to find out this weekend.
I would expect to see a little something. It's been, you know, we saw back in September, it was, wasn't it, when we got the confirmation of the new season. So
they had the stream.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily expect to see everything that's on offer. If that were the case, I would expect a much bigger push in terms of excitement and hype for the stream by now. But I do expect to see a little something.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm expecting them to at least have it released. Maybe not even the character, but at least the season, right, with all the balance changes. And the way we're going to know this is by looking at Michael Murray's Twitter this week very carefully. Because if he is up tweeting about having a glass of wine while doing work, that means he's translating patch notes. I don't know if that's still his job, because I remember he did get promoted recently. But if that is still his job, all we have to do is see if he's drinking wine while working. And if he is, then he's working on them patch note translations. And then we're going to have it this coming weekend. Or at least we're going to have an announcement of a date for this coming weekend. So keep a look out on that. Next, let's stick with Bandai Namco stuff. Out of nowhere, seemingly, the Soul Calibur Twitter posted this. It says, "We're currently working diligently on next character to end Season Pass 2. Stay tuned for more announcements in the future. Hashtag Soul Calibur." And then we get this picture of the Soul Calibur logo, DLC 13 coming soon. At the very bottom, it says Soul Calibur 6 in Bandai Namco Entertainment Incorporated. And then there's this, cryptic image of what I think is Algol. And then, you know, you see Chris without H at the bottom right there. It says, "Please let it be a mix of Huang and Algol." Huangol. I thought that was funny.
I think there's one character that has been conspicuous by his absence in Soul Calibur. And I feel like it's very clearly leaning towards this character being announced as DLC 13. I'm obviously talking about Terry Bogard.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Who is legally and contractually obligated to appear in every fighting game series known to man. Soul Calibur just hasn't been pulling its weight lately. So I fully expect that to be Terry Bogard with some using his hat as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually like to see that now.
Oh, it's like Peaky Blinders style? Like Peaky Blinders style? Like he's got like razor blades on the back of his hat? And he's just... that would be pretty funny. But speaking of SNK, though. So we talk about Soul Calibur. They had their tease. Tekken 7 had their tease. So is it a Bandai Namco thing? No. SNK also teased some bullshit out. Look at this shit. Character from The Last Blade slices into Samurai Showdown. That's right. New warrior from the Season Pass 3 DLC will be coming from none other than The Last Blade! ! More details on the way, so please stay tuned.
So this is in conjunction with the release of The Last Blade on Switch. Last Blade being a series that is also a weapons-based fighting game, sort of a spiritual successor to Sam's show. So it wasn't necessarily my thing, I'll be honest. This isn't really hitting the spot for me, but you know, I know there are a lot of fans out there who are really excited to see this, so I'm very happy for you.
I don't even know what Last Blade is.
Alright, think of a blade.
The last
of a list of blades. Yeah, go to the last one.
Gotcha. So it's like that movie with Keanu Reeves, The Last Samurai.
Yeah, just line up all the samurai, and then the last one's Keanu Reeves.
Sick. All right.
It's all right. My mind is not all the way here. Okay. If you're expecting jokes to be funnier, I apologize. I'm just not able to deliver.
Oh, did I mean Tom Cruise? Yeah, I meant Tom Cruise. I apologize. That was on me.
They both baited me into. Oh, I'm not touching that one.
Hey, Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves look alike, and they play similar roles. All right.
That I am not touching that one, okay. My friend. No.
Okay, since you're not touching that one, we're not done with all the teases. There's still more teasing that was had. All right.
A coin for your thoughts, Aaron.
Just trying to reckon why the hell you're back.
The millions.
And millions.
Souls cried out for my return.
All right, there you go.
We get to see Molinar in action next week. But yeah, they're able to lean into her, the high demand for her return a little bit.
I still wish they didn't give that one up, but you know. Gotta take them where you can get them, I suppose.
Like, do you really think, like, you would be okay with them withholding a character simply because a lot of people want her?
Yes. Absolutely. Especially because people were kind of being assholes about it.
But people are being assholes about a lot of things.
Yes.
Especially today.
Yes.
The Blow Up Tuesday of all Blow Up Tuesdays.
Yes. That's why we're not talking about it.
What I'm saying is you can't let the Molina fan base be defined by just its loudest members. You have to judge it as a whole.
Okay. I would still withhold it.
God. you're just very mean-spirited.
Yes. But either way, at least Molina is back. And they should be having a combat cast this week, so be on the lookout for that. They're going to show some of her gameplay and what she's going to look and feel like. So everybody get ready for that if you're excited about it.
And we're just 2 weeks away from the release of MK11 Ultimate.
Yep. So.
Q-Ball in chat saying that she sounds like Rita Repulsa. I will not be able to unhear that now.
All right, let's watch this trailer one more time.
Oh my god.
She really does now that I'm thinking about it.
A coin for your thoughts, Aaron.
Just trying to reckon why the hell you're back.
The millions.
And millions.
Souls cried out for my return.
You really doing that every time we play that?
Yep, it sounds way too similar, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I'm with Cheyenne. Harassing and bullying devs is never a good thing. So the fact that they caved on it, I think, is rewarding the people who think that that's how they got it. You know what I'm saying?
But then if you don't cave, we're assuming that this wasn't the plan all along. I mean, it's very possible.
I think they've talked about it.
That they were always going to release Molina at some point in the third season of characters. So these decisions don't get made very quickly because it takes a while to develop these characters. So I just don't think that you're necessarily rewarding bad behavior by doing this, because you do have the small portion of people who have been assholes about, just like there's a portion of people who are going to be assholes about pretty much anything video game related. That's unfortunately part of the culture, and that's not going to be eradicated without some sort of societal change that is much bigger than just the FGC or the Twitter community. I just don't necessarily know that it's a matter of rewarding a vocal part of the fan base or punishing a vocal part of the fan base making that decision either way.
Yeah, they're probably just there for the money. You're right. But, you know, I still just want to point out harassing anybody is a shitty thing to do, so don't fucking do it. And if you're a person that does it, then fuck you.
You need to chill.
Right, you're right. Chill.
Chill.
Cool. Speaking of people harassing devs and other things, we have other news that are somewhat within the FGC realm. As we know, Cyberpunk has been on the precipice of being released for like the last 3 years at this point. Recently, it was announced that Cyberpunk is getting delayed a little bit more. It was supposed to come out this month with the new next-gen systems coming out on the 12th and the 11th, PlayStation and Xbox, respectively. However, CD Projekt Red, the makers of Cyberpunk 2077, have put out a statement. And it's a... Well, yeah, no, we're going to do this one. Hey, everyone. Today, we've decided to move the release date of Cyberpunk 2077 by 21 days. It's now on December 10th. Most likely, there are many emotions and questions in your heads. So first, foremost, please accept our humble apologies. Blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah. We feel we have an amazing game on our hands, and we are willing to make every decision, even the hardest ones. It's ultimately... If it ultimately leads you to getting the video game you'll fall in love with. Yours, Adam Badowski, and Mars... that other person.
Iwinski, I believe.
Iwinski, that's how it's pronounced. Of CD Projekt Red. And this, again, was followed up by some harassment of the devs, while those devs are getting stuck doing crunch, and it's kind of awful. However, another company decided to hop in on the bandwagon and decided to make this tweet. Hey, everyone. Today, we've decided to put Guilty Gear Strive logo on a yellow background. Signed, Arc System Works.
And that kind of made the rounds, that tweet, for about a day. And
they also picked the wrong font.
Well, fonts are often... they're licenses with specific fonts often. So they may not have access to that exact
That's their own fault.
Font.
However, I guess this caused some animosity. Some controversy, some versi, if you will.
Yes. And they took to Twitter to apologize, saying in part that they are deeply sorry to our fans and peers in the game development industry for any harm it has caused. They've had extended discussions with the community management team to ensure this does not happen again. Now, the question people are asking, a lot of people may be asking, is why did they react so badly to this tweet? You know, sort of, it's just a meme. For a lot of people, this feels like, you know, an unnecessary apology. But the other thing to keep in mind is we're talking about they're not just talking about a meme. They're talking about essentially their peers. Not necessarily their co-workers,
yeah,
but people they may end up working with in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely don't want to make enemies among people that you might have a business relationship with,
yep,
in the future. So there's that aspect. There's also the aspect that... The delay was announced to put some polish on the game, and several people have pointed out at least the perceived lack of polish on certain aspects of Guilty Gear Strive. They feel like it's a little hypocritical. But it sort of highlights the balance of, you know, if you're in social media, striking the balance between where you want to ride in terms of, you know, riding memes, riding waves like this, because, yeah, and almost any joke can be offensive to somebody at some level. And the question is, where do you want to draw that line?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, it comes back to what we were I don't know if we had this discussion on the show or if I imagined, but the Arc System Works has been in hot water before for posting some stuff that seems to be distasteful, I think is the best way I can put that.
There are certain fans who are fans of particular characters, and, you know, they joke about being deviants. They joke about, you know, being attracted to characters. Some people, for a small portion of
shit.
That, it's not a joke.
Fuck. God, shit. All right. Go on.
Oh, wow.
Go on.
So, there's, you know, and they've gotten in hot water for leaning into that a little bit. And we've seen this before where they did that and they're and there was feet pushback, and then they went in the completely opposite direction for a while where all they tweeted out was, here is a trailer for an upcoming game. Please enjoy. And they went completely the opposite direction. So where does that balancing act lie? Mm-hmm. Or where does that balance lie, I should say, in terms of interacting with your community? Because oftentimes, it seems like a matter of presenting to yourself to people within the community versus presenting yourself to people outside the community.
Yep.
Yeah. If you've been in fighting games for a while, you've probably seen Baiken GIFs and pictures. But if that's really your first access point to Guilty Gear,
mm-hmm.
for some people that's a really nice place to start, and for some people that's not a really nice place to start.
Yeah, because look, at the end of the day, and I think I have said this before, also everybody relax, alright? It's fine. You're gonna know what it is in a second. Just fucking relax.
you gotta add the rolling hands to it.
No, I'm pissed off. but either way, you never have a second chance to make a first impression, right? That is the bottom line. So I think the issue with the Baiken stuff was, imagine telling your friend that you like a game like Guilty Gear, and then that's the first thing they see. Immediately, that's not only going to reflect bad on the game, it's going to reflect bad on the person who recommended that person the game, right? And same thing with this CD Projekt Red stuff. You know, imagine somebody's like, oh, let me check out what Arc System Works is like, and it's just them bashing CD Projekt Red. It's like, I don't know.
And then that, you know, in defense, this isn't really bashing.
No, it's not.
It's sort of not.
Yeah. It's not. You're right. But it can't be taken that way. I think that's kind of where the crux of the issue lies, right? But speaking of Versi.
Oh, before you do.
Okay. Before
can
I do.
Can you pull this up? I'll throw it in.
How dare you make me do stuff?
I know. I'm such a terrible person. Let me get on the right screen, and I'll throw it in the chat, because there was some other group that jumped into this trend, and they did not get the same type of heat that Arc System Works did.
God damn it, Steve. What have you done?
This isn't me. This is, like, this wasn't my account. This is not... I didn't do it, okay? This was the Best of Five Twitter account, which is completely different from me. That was not me. It's someone else, not me. We're getting fired, aren't we?
Yep.
Damn.
The views of the social media manager of the Best of Five Twitter account do not reflect the views of the show.
I can say that I have had extended discussions with our community management team to ensure that this does not happen again.
All parties have been fired. Everybody, including me. And you, and chat.
Good night forever, Canada.
Striker, Dragoon, Space Dive, Blue, you're all fired. Please get out of here. I'm kidding. Please don't. Stay. stay. Don't leave is what I mean. I don't know. Anyway, thanks, Steve, for pointing that out.
Anytime. Anytime.
Anywhozle. Speaking of versus via the social media and perceptions of games with weird sexual things, KOF Mobile did this. I hope we don't get banned. I haven't seen this.
Hey, come on, come on!
Anyway, play now for free.
KOF All-Star. That's a real ad. The first time I saw it, I thought it was just like someone's fan project in some sort of homemade movie maker, because the movement is so awkward.
Yep.
It's so bad.
SNK All-Star, sorry. Not KOF Mobile.
Oh. Yeah. Can you replay it and mute it?
God damn it. All right, fine. Here it is.
Because, like, can you fast forward to the point where they're walking?
Jeez. I don't think they ever walk.
Right here. When they get off the chairs. It's a little earlier than that. Right. Yeah, just look how awkward that is. It's so bad. So there was a little bit of feedback on this in terms of the content of the ad. Obviously, advertising a game by having a guy spank three girls in public, it probably doesn't leave the greatest impression in some eyes. But a larger portion of the pushback was simply because a lot of fans felt like it was out of character for Terry. So, people let SNK know what was going on with this, and SNK responded a little earlier in the week. They said, quote, SNK has become aware of an advertisement for a product created by our licensing partner, which was not up to our ethical standards. SNK played no part in the creation of the ad, had no prior knowledge of its content, and has filed a complaint with the partners involved asking for the ad to be taken down immediately. They go on to say, we sincerely apologize to our fans that such an offensive ad managed to make it into public release, and hope for your understanding. We will strive to do better in the future along with our partners, end quote. And again, this is sort of like the issue of, because people have seen SNK, you know, if you've been in the community for a while, if you've seen fan work, you've seen some form of sexualized SNK characters. I mean, even Mai herself, you could argue, is basically sexualized by default.
Yep.
But again, it's the issue of, is this the impression you necessarily want to leave? Is this the impression you necessarily want to make with someone who is new to your product, new to your brand? Some people will respond very, very well to something like this. Others won't.
Yeah. There's a few things that kind of bother me about this, and here's what. Bizarro Mike is in the chat, and he said exactly what I was going to ask him. Because Bizarro Mike, as we all know, has worked for Capcom in the past. And all of their assets had to go through a mothership approval at Capcom. So, how is it that SNK has their name attached to this thing, and it made it past approval by whoever the fuck did it, and it made it so far out that it actually went into a public release where it is out into the world? If they claim that it is not within the lines of the company, yeah, it made it through all of these supposed approval processes, and somebody signed off on it and said, okay, release it into the world. I think there's something wrong here.
So either the approval process didn't exist, and they were allowed to do their own thing, and they got caught with their pants down, proverbially, or the approval process did exist, it got approved, and now they're kind of like, ooh.
And SNK is just pointing the finger. It's like, it was them.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Who knows?
Right? So it's like, it's very hard for me to believe that SNK didn't know about this. Because at the end of the day, when you have a company, especially SNK being one of the larger companies in the Land of the Rising, or not the Land of the Rising Sun, but in Asia, how is it that they're going to have their name attached to something and not know about it? Right? This is an ad for SNK All-Stars, their mobile game. Like what? Were they just like,
KOF All-Stars.
KOF All-Stars?
Yeah.
Hold on. We can look. Let's kill this right now because I have been bad about it. SNK All-Stars. Suck it. Oh, damn it. I restarted it. Hold on. All right. We're going to watch this.
Oh, look at the app.
There. SNK All-Star.
With the KOF logo. That's what threw me off.
Well, KOF... I think there is a KOF All-Star, but I think that's something different.
Yeah.
But either way, so a game, a mobile game, mind you, that has the actual company name in it, and they don't know about it, and they don't know what the ad campaign is for it. I don't fucking buy it. Either an exec was just trying to get out of the office and was like, yeah, whatever, send it out of here. Or something else got fucked up, and somebody else got fired for it. So,
and especially regardless of what you feel about the content itself, the execution of it just appears so bad. Like I said, the animation itself just feels so off and so amateurish compared to what you would expect from SNK, that it feels hard to believe that it did get approved. But then again, it feels hard to believe that something like this this happened without SNK's approval in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it didn't get in front of the right person, or maybe, who knows?
But yeah. You know what I think? I think it's an exec who, and as we all know, for the most part, there are execs who are just completely out of touch with everything else. Saw this and was like, it's a video game. We do video games. That's good. Send it out. And then when it got received by the actual public, people took issue with it. So, and it's like, you know, unless this was like a deal that they gave this company, like this third-party company, to make the game, and the third-party company was supposed to be responsible for the advertisement. But again, why would they not have an approval process? This is a big-ass fucking company. The corporate world is already fucked up enough as it is because everything you do has to get approved. How did this not get approved and made it out? You know? I mean, either something was wrong with the company or something's wrong with the person who approved it. That's all I'm saying. But anyway. Yeah, that's not great. That doesn't look good for SNK All-Stars or SNK in general. Anyway, do we have any last thoughts on this before we move on? Because I'd like to move on and take this fucking... I'm going to just close this because it's just my ass on my screen here on the preview. Okay, glad that's out of there. Anyway, that's what you guys heard before, so fuck off, all right? It wasn't hentai. Yet. We'll have that on next week's show. No, we won't. there's something else I wanted to talk about before we move forward, and that is the Plus R rollback beta. Wait, did we talk about it already?
We mentioned that it was happening.
Okay. Guilty Gear Plus R rollback went into beta this past weekend. The beta was supposed to end on Monday. Guess what? Big surprise. Everybody loved it so much. Now the beta is going on until November 16th. And I got to say, I picked it up the day before the game turned $3, so I paid like $20 for it. Fuck you, Steam. That game is fun as hell. And getting to play on Rollback is even funner as hell. I played a lot with a buddy of mine who lives up in Portland, Oregon. We had great matches. It was super fun. I have a Zappa. He's super fun. And, you know, I look forward to playing that game some more, man. It's the fact that this was... So the history behind it is that this was supposed to be a community project, like a fan-made project. Somebody was making a mod for it so that it would run with Rollback. Arc System Works, being the good decision makers that they are when it comes to stuff outside of social media, decided to hire the person who was spearheading this project. So the person who was spearheading this community project is officially working for Arxis and officially got plus R Rollback netcode rolling. And this was their beta. And it started out rough. I played it the day it came out, which I think it was either Saturday. I think it was Saturday or Friday. And it was rough. There was a lot of desyncing going on. There was a lot of shenanigans going on. After a patch, things seemed to be working very smoothly. And I'm super happy playing the game. I played a lot of it actually this afternoon after I got off of work. And had a lot of really great matches. A little bit of, like, you know, the Rollback catches here and there. But I think the thing that they engineered here is something very special. And it's making that game super fun. The player base for it grew exponentially. As soon as people heard Rollback, it's like a Pavlov response. People hear Rollback, they start salivating over here in the FGC now. So as soon as it came out that this was getting Rollback, a lot of people got into the game. The game turned $3. A lot more people got into the game. And if you want to go play Plus R, you can pay $3, and now you can have yourself a grand old time with everybody. It's been super fun. Played a lot of casual matches. You know, there's still some issues here and there, right? It's not perfect. I've been having a lot of weird disconnects, a lot of weird lobby issues. But when you're in the game and you're playing it, it feels pretty good. It feels pretty good. I had a good time.
Let just to put this in perspective, this is information from SteamCharts.com, which tracks number of players playing a particular game. Plus R came out on Steam in May 2015. You had a peak of 400, just under 450 simultaneous players upon launch. And it's been basically, aside from June 2015 and then a couple months in early 2018, you've never had more than 100 players playing at the same time. Once the patch was released and this test was announced, the current peak is over 2,300 concurrent players on Steam. So an increase of over... you're talking about four or five times what the peak was when the game initially launched.
Yep.
That is how hungry people are to give products a shot that have Rollback netcode.
And also something else worthy of note, since we're talking numbers, the numbers that Plus R had over this weekend were higher than Street Fighter V and Tekken.
Yeah.
So there you
go. That is absolutely insane to think about. That you have these two massive, like, Plus R is, I mean, Guilty Gear is a known thing. But it's not as known widely as something along the lines of Street Fighter, Tekken, Mortal Kombat. And yet we're seeing numbers, player numbers, along those lines, simply because they're putting the time in to put Rollback into the game. And people are responding to that so positively that, you know, it's great to see. Imagine what would happen if, you know, one of these other AAA titles, like if Season 4 Tekken says, okay, we've got true Rollback in the game now. We're based on GGPO. Have fun.
Yep. And I have a feeling that whenever the Tekken Season 4 stuff does get released, that it's going to be like a Judgment Day type of thing, where people are going to play it, and if it's good, Tekken's gonna skyrocket. If it's bad, everybody's gonna be pissed. If it stays the same, I think people will still be pissed. But I guess it just goes to show that when you focus on giving people a good experience playing online, people will want to play the game online. So there you go.
And also some news. What date was the test initially supposed to end?
It was supposed to end yesterday. However, go ahead.
They announced that the test would be extended through November 16th.
Yep. So everybody go pick it up and go play and catch the Zappa action, will you? I realized that I have this weird innate ability to pick a top-tier character without knowing that they're a top-tier character, and it's weird. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't get it.
Just play a top tier. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, but I don't mean to pick a top tier. I just kind of do. But anyway, go play it. Play my Zappa. Get bodied. And then learn about how Roback is great. And then get around the one gimmick I know, and then you can beat up my Zappa. It'll be great. Either way, I think that's enough talking on the +R netcode, yeah? Or do we want to touch on anything else?
I really don't have anything else to add, so.
Okay, sick. Let's all play +R. Next, Steve, you can tee this one up. It's the second to last one on the dock there.
I think we should probably hold off on that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you say that.
Wow. Setting me up and then just happy to see me back away.
Yes. I'm happy you said that. Cool. Well, in that case, it was $3. I think that sale may be over. So everybody's, yeah. You know, I think
it is showing up as $14.99 on Steam for me.
Gotcha.
So I am in the U.S. You may have a different rate, but I am hearing that on Green Man Gaming it is under $3.
Yeah, don't go to Green Man Gaming. That's one of those shady websites that sells stolen keys. Just be careful when you're going to websites like that. So there was a 200-plus player tournament over the weekend, and it was very funny because I didn't watch the tournament itself, but I knew that it was happening. They were running games Sunday night, and the beta ended Monday morning. So they had until midnight to finish the tournament. And by the time it was getting to midnight, tournament was nowhere near done. So it was another one of those doomsday clock situations. However, the beta then got extended, so the tournament, I'm assuming, ran perfectly fine after that. So good shit to everybody. Oh, am I confusing Green Man Gaming and G2A? Probably. Either way, it's always a good thing to be careful around any one of those websites that resells keys. So even if I'm wrong, I'm still right, because I'm never wrong.
You're going with the Oceanics. I think... I think we can throw that never wrong deal.
Wow. Bro, watch the Oceanics win this weekend, and then you're buying me... You know what? You're going to buy me a very bizarre pizza. I saw a pizza. Okay. There's a Pine House pizza. It's like 3 blocks away from my house. They have this pizza that I've never been courageous enough to get. It's pear, honey, caramelized onions, and bacon.
Okay, I've had a pear sandwich.
I've never had a pear sandwich.
It's so good. There was this place in downtown Minneapolis called Hell's Kitchen. And they have, like, this ham, pear, and cheese sandwich you wouldn't think the first time you hear it that it would be good, but it works so well together. It's just... Mwah.
I've never had, like, a pear with anything. I've just eaten it as a fruit, and I really love pears. Actually, wait, no. I've had a pear sauce once with a steak. It was actually pretty good. But anyway, I've never had a pizza like that. So when the Oceanics come in first, and they're going to get pole position in qualifying, you're going to buy me that pizza. So
All right. I want to live in this fantasy land that you have taken residence in.
We'll see how much fantasy it is over the weekend. With all this said, and all this trash talking happening, I do believe... See, look at that. Kunta's on my side. That's all I care about. With all this said, it does look like that we have run out of the topics. So I think it might be a good idea for us to end the show here. Yeah?
I think, yeah. Everybody, let's just relax. Let's just chill. It's going to be a cool night. Let's take it cool. Let's take it easy. Everybody's cool. Be cool. Be cool. And that's how we end the show.
well, I gotta do the outro. But anyway, like Three Little Fonzies. Yes, exactly. I've been watching Sopranos. Anyway, we're ending the show. Sorry, I don't want to get in on the tangent about the Sopranos right now. Everybody, go play some Plus R before Ultra Chin, and then when Ultra Chin comes on, go watch Ultra Chin. Are they streaming tonight?
They are. Let me pull up their topics. They are.
Are they?
They should be, because I saw that the chat Tupperware saying, was.
And I'm seeing what Steve is saying.
Tupperware was talking about how he was getting ready for Ultra Chen, so maybe they're not doing it this week. I thought they were.
Steve, you have lied to the people.
I feel bad. Good. I haven't seen anything saying they didn't, but I might have just missed it.
It's all good. So then in that case, everybody just go buy Plus R, and let's all get on Plus R and have a good time. You feel me? Come catch the Zappa. Anyway, in that case, since Ultra Chan's not streaming, let's all go have a party at Plus R Lobbies. Thanks, everybody, for watching Best of Five. This has been a shortened show. Again, we live in weird times, so we wanted to provide a little bit of an oasis and just be cool, be chill. So thanks, everybody, for chilling out with us and having a good time with us. This was a shortened show. We'll be back next week with, hopefully, a more normal show with the timer and with everything else. Might not Tuesday, but that was on the show. Okay. Well, keep tabs on the Ultra Chen Twitter at Ultra Chen TV. Right, I think that's their Twitter. They'll let you know when they're streaming next. So, but for us here on Best of Five, my name is Elon. That's me over there. This is the man, the myth, the legend, the main squeeze, the ace, king, offsuit, Steven Jurek. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Stay safe out there. Stay cool. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you in 7 days.
Good night, Canada.